Hi, and welcome to my podcast, Just Jill, where I talk about all things metaphysical, spiritual, energetic, and in between. I dive into the subjects of mediumship, psychopomp, psychic work, shamanic work, shamanic healing, mediumship, Reiki, past life regression therapy, and beyond. Well, here we are at episode 4. So in this episode, I am going to be sharing a few more stories about early connections with some spirits. My sort of education with those spirits. I had a lot of profound experiences early on that really helped shape the way I communicate and see spirits and communicate with them in a very compassionate way. And when I say that, I mean it's the acknowledgement that they had a human life and that life has value. And whatever state they are in their soul's sort of ascension to whatever plane of existence that is, the light, heaven, whatever that is, there is still a process even after death that we make in order to get to that place. So through connecting with various spirits over the years and really understanding, you know, how the life they lived, their process after death really gave me a different insight as to, you know, how we see them with a more compassion and respect for the life and respect for their transition in spirit. So this story I'm going to share is one from early days, and it is a story of the oldest spirit I've ever communicated with. He was an English soldier, and he's about, I would say he's at this time probably about 225 years old. It was 2012. I think approximately. I was in New Orleans, Louisiana. It was a bright sunny day, and I was on my way to get lunch with friends. We were there for Mardi Gras, and our spirits were high. We were super happy. I'm just excited to be in this place. It's so full of history and energy and culture, and amazing food. The French Quarter smells awful. Everything else is great. But we're walking through Jackson Square, which is in this beautiful park in front of this amazing cathedral, this old cathedral, along the river and the river walk. Across the street from Café du Monde, where they make these amazing beignets, which are like these sort of powdered donuts. All of it's fabulous. And we're walking through this park, and I see this spirit standing clear as day in front of me. It was a large man. He was wearing a red coat, gold buttons, some sort of golded braid on his shoulder of his jacket. He wore a red hat with black on it, and he just stood there. And I was, you know, in a little bit of shock. He said to me, "I know that you want to go over there and get a reading from one of those palm readers or psychics, and you shouldn't do that." And I was, "I'm sorry, what?" Yeah, I know that you're on your way to go visit one of those palm readers, and I'm telling you that they're all fake. You shouldn't do that." And so I'm just standing there, and I'm talking to the spirit in the middle of the square with all these people, and I'm just nodding my head, okay. And I begin to ask, "Why? How do you know that?" And he said, "Well, I know because you have a light and you can see me, and they don't. Trust me, you don't want to get a reading." And I, in my defense, I was so excited to get a reading. And then I have this spirit just stop me out of the blue in the middle of the square on a beautiful sunny day in a really weird outfit and tell me I shouldn't get a reading because I have a light and they don't? So weird. And so I just was like, okay, well, obviously he's not going anywhere. So I might as well sit down on this bench, figure out what I can figure out from this guy. So I sit down on the bench and I begin to ask him questions about his life. And I say, how did you die? Why are you still here? He says, I died here in this square. There was a war. I fought in it. We lost. And they hung me in this square where they hung a lot of people. This is where they had public executions. He said this is also where they would bring slaves in from the ships and they would trade them here. And I'm just listening. I'm like, what? At this point, I'm in New Orleans because I feel some connection to this place. I love this city. I love the food. I love the atmosphere and the energy of this city. And I'm listening to this man, and I'm sort of dumbfounded. And he said, yeah, around the square, they would have quarters, like slaves' quarters. And they would then bring them out and trade them and then also have, you know, public executions here. It was a public square. It's where people gathered for trade. He's like similar to, you know, what they do now, except it's palm readers and artists and people selling crafts. So after he kind of explained the history to me and told me a little bit about this war, I got up and carried on my way. He disappeared and I left the square. But the thoughts that kept circling in my mind were, I need to validate this because how would I have known any of this information? No one's going to believe me that I saw this guy. And then what is this business with a light? We have lights? It's the first time I'd ever heard of it. Now for me, most of my education about this work has come from my communication with spirit. I have an amazing guide, and I'll get into guides in some other podcast. These spiritual beings that sort of walk with us and help us, teach us. So I had an amazing guide, and then I would work with spirits. Now this older spirit helped me understand a couple of things. One, we have a light. What's that about? I'll get into that in a minute. And the other was, even in death, they still have choice on how their soul transcends. Is that the right word for it? How their soul moves from their physical body to the afterlife, and in the afterlife to that place of light, which is when I initially kind of introduced this podcast, I talk about psychopomp. Psychopomp is the work that people do in moving spirit into the light. It's sort of assisting them with their transition. Now, when I met him, I was confused because why wouldn't you just die and then go to that place? Because most of the spirits that I had come in contact with were either attached to something, which is the reason for them not going. Not this guy. He wasn't attached to anything. He just didn't feel like going. So it was a completely new concept to me, and where I understood where psychopomp took a little bit of a different turn. Psychopomp was also having a conversation and understanding and guiding them when they were ready, not when we were ready. Big shift. So here's the difference and what I'm going to leave you on. We will have events that happen in our homes, our place of work, in the middle of a square. And we immediately identify this as something that shouldn't be there. This spirit clearly wanted to be there, was helpful and polite, gave me information about myself that was useful, steered me away from something that wasn't, and still was making a conscious choice to be there. When I asked him, why doesn't he go? It was because he didn't want to. This is really different. And this is where the compassion comes in for these spiritual beings that are still in transition to light. They're still in transition to their ascension to this place of light. And so when we talk about a ghost in a house, or we talk about a being or a presence in a house, things are moving, I'm seeing things, something's tugged at my foot, or whatever it is. From my experience, most of the time, that means they're trying to get your attention for whatever reason. Maybe they want to be there, maybe they don't want to be there anymore, but they're trying to get your attention. And what does that do? Well, for a lot of people, they want to go to the Hollywood exorcist mode, right? And expel something out without first identifying that this was once a human being and now their soul has transitioned to a non-physical form. So what would we do for someone that came knocking on our door asking for help? Would we throw up some sort of religious symbol and banish them? Or would we have some level of compassion and say, well, the place that you're looking for is actually just down the street, and point them in the direction that they need to go? So that's the food for thought I'm going to leave you with. And I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you for listening. And as always, you can continue to support me on Anchor, where you can also find my other podcast, Breaking Beyond Guided Meditations.